This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Austin's public pool system is beginning to fail. While the lifespan of a pool is 25 to 30 years, the average Austin pool is 50 years old. That's left the city with unmet maintenance costs and the need to close a handful of pools each summer season. As KUT's Audrey McGlitchy reports, the city now has to decide the future of its pools.
Leave it to me to crash a 9-year-old's birthday party.
What else are you doing today? Are you getting cake?
Yeah, I'm getting cupcakes.
Janiyah Johnson celebrated at Bartholomew Pool in Northeast Austin.
Are you like a fish? Do you spend all your time in the water?
I try to. Mama said you need to start doing a sport. I said swimming is a sport, so can I start doing that? She said, girl, just stop that.
Bartholomew is what's called a municipal pool. It's intended to serve a larger area than a neighborhood pool and charges a fee, like Deep Eddy and Barton Springs. Bartholomew was recently renovated. There are slides, shade covers over the pool, a lily pad bridge kids can climb on. It's unlike the pool Janiyah's mom, Denise McLean, remembers as a kid growing up in East Austin.
When I was younger, we actually hung out with my aunt. She stayed next door, and she would watch kind of all the kids in the neighborhood, and Givens Park was one of the parks that we visited frequently.
McLean and her daughter Janiyah live in East Austin. The pool closest to their house is not Bartholomew. It's Givens Pool on East 12th Street. McLean swam there as a kid.
It was always, always busy. There's actually been times where we've had to wait outside because there were too many kids in, so they'd have to wait and kind of weigh out the numbers.
Givens Pool is what the city calls a neighborhood pool, close enough for people to walk or bike to and free of charge. McLean had hoped to take Janiyah to Givens when it opened for this summer, but it never did. Late last year, city staff discovered a large leak in the pool and closed it for the summer to make repairs. It's one of 4 city pools closed this summer. So McLean and Janiyah have been spending time at Bartholomew.
However, that's not a free pool.
It's $4 for the two of them to get in. A fee can be a burden for someone like McLean, who works as a teacher. She recently moved in with her mom to save money. But as the city considers how to make its pools financially sustainable, it might have to start charging fees at pools that are currently free. The hope is to get past constant pool closures.
I just feel like at what point was the maintenance personnel supposed to maybe throw a flag up and say, hey, we need to go ahead and start work on this pool so that we don't have to close it down? To close down so many at one time, that's troubling.
The problems have been there for a very long time.
Jane Rivera chairs the city's parks board.
I mean, we know the problem. We don't have enough money to fix our pools.
The city consistently exceeds its maintenance budget by a lot.
But why do they need fixing? What needs fixing? What's the distribution? What's the usage? All of those things. And that takes time.
In 2012, staff started working on a plan for Austin's pools called the Aquatics Master Plan. The first draft envisions 2 futures for Austin's pools. Find a way to fund and upgrade the current pool system, which would cost $136 million, or close 10 current pools and preserve and build larger pools serving more swimmers. That would cost about $96 million. While the city's unsure how it would pay for either of these options, the city council split. Councilmember Leslie Poole is wary of a more regional pool system.
If you have to get in a car to drive 15 minutes or 15 miles to get to a pool, it's an entirely different operation for a family, and it may even prevent people from actually making that trip.
There are select parts of the city where people can walk to a pool. When all the pools are open, residents in most of Central East Austin, Hyde Park, and Central West Austin live a 20-minute walk from a pool. That's not true for most of the city. Councilmember Greg Kassar says funding more regional pools is a chance to build a more equitable system.
So if given our limited resources, we can't get a neighborhood pool to everyone, then I would like to have a Bartholomew pool somewhat near as many people as I can.
As the city population has sprawled, low-income residents are being forced to the city limits. Another option is to add $44 million to either of those plans to fund 4 new pools, one in each corner of the city, to service those who live farther out. I asked Jane Rivera from the Parks Board to imagine the future of Austin's pools with me. A future where people will
perhaps have to drive instead of being able to walk or bike, and that more fees will be charged at pools that perhaps were once free.
I think that that is probably the wave of the future, given the financial status of the pools.
Getting there may be painful, though, even biblically so.
Okay, if you are Solomon, what are you going to do?
Cut the baby in half?
And it sounds like to me, so, you know, you used the analogy of Solomon. You talked about a discussion versus a shouting match. It sounds like people get worked up about pools in the city of Austin.
Absolutely. The city of Austin is hot pretty much year round.
I've been in city meetings where citizens called for the resignation of department heads over pool closures.
People are used to the pools. A couple of generations have grown up in those public pools. We have public pools for our people.
People like Janiyah Johnson.
Do you like this pool?
Yeah, I love the pool.
What do you like about the pool?
I like when you go on the water with your nose, you don't immediately have to come back up because it like lets you take time to get out. Count!
Okay, I'll count quickly.
Janiyah takes a big breath.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four
Austin
Mississippi,
City Council members are set to vote on the first draft of the Aquatics Master Plan today. They have talked about postponing the vote or assembling a task force to further consider the plan. We'll see how long it takes them to come up for air.
13? I think you got 14.
Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.
Oh, Jesus.